find your place in John 12, while you're finding your place in John 12, I do have one more announcement I have to make before we get into the body of our study. I was thinking the other day about, and I know some of you have been through this, maybe a few of you have been through this unpleasant task. I remember the day when I had to tell our son, who was then in like kindergarten, first grade, that his mom and I were going to get divorced. Now, many of you know our story. Mary and I were married for 7 years. Thing kind of blew up on us, and we were divorced. But then after 7 more years, we had both come to know the Lord and remarried. And so we've been married, you know, like 21, 14, or 80 years, depends on how you put it all together. But I remember riding in the car that day, and it was just, you know, I put it off to the last minute, and I tried to figure out, how's this going to go? And I just know this is going to break his heart, you know. But so we're in the car riding along, and I said, you know, Corb, I got something to tell you. And, you know, Mr., he's, what is he, 6 or 7, however old they are, that in kindergarten age. And, you know, wide-eyed and innocent and full of all the hope in the world. And I said, I got to tell you something. Your mom and I are going to get divorced. And his face went, you know, sour, and his eyes teared up. And I said, what do you think that means? What does that mean to you? And he kind of threw his tears. He said, different houses. And I said, yeah, that's, you know, that's what it means. It means different houses. And I was dreading that he might say, why? Because I didn't want to tell him why. I mean, I knew that telling him why, he wouldn't understand, and it wouldn't help him. And anything I might say that would, you know, about the breakup of the marriage that would reflect poorly on his mother, I wasn't going to go there. And anything she might say that would reflect poorly on me, then, you know, she wasn't going to say. And so I just left it at that. And different houses, Corb, that's what it means. Now, you know, he's 37 now, and it worked out, and he's fine. And I just saw him Thursday. He actually bought me lunch for the first time ever. And, you know, I guess you got to wait 37 years. But anyway, it's with that same kind of heavy heart that I have to come here today and announce to you that it's become abundantly clear to Mary and I over the past weeks and months and a good long season that our tenure here is not going to be indefinite. Is that a clouded enough way of saying it? You know, the guy here before me, his title was interim pastor, and I came in and I kind of put a spin on that and said, well, I'm the indefinite pastor. I'm going to be here indefinitely. But the Lord has made it abundantly clear that the indefinitely is drawing to an end. Now, before you freak out. Actually, if you freak out, it'd make me feel better. But because there are some who are going to like throw a party and pop champagne, and then, you know, hopefully they'll do that. They'll be kind enough to do that away from us. Because this is hard and it hurts, and we love you all, and you're our friends, and we've connected, and we, you know, all that kind of stuff. But this is not today, you know, this isn't my last Sunday. This isn't the day to say goodbye. There will be plenty of time for hugs and handshakes. I guess let me say that, you know, I haven't been caught like extorting money or embezzling money. It's not that kind of thing, you know, running out in shame. I haven't been offered a better job. It's nothing like that. And actually, this ties in kind of with our Bible study this morning, even though it was the last thing I had planned. You know, I mean, we go through the scriptures a piece at a time, and whatever happens to be going on, you know, in our lives on any particular week, how that relates to the scripture is kind of up to the Lord. But he has, you know, kind of led us into that, tying these ideas together because, well, and Jeff kind of touched on it a little bit in his song and in his comments about what it means to hear from the Lord.